This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Dave Norris is the mayor of the city of Charlottesville, and he is live in studio on his way to tonight's city council meeting. So you saw the game, too. What were your thoughts about the commercials?
You know, I had same, I hate to sound also like a fuddy-duddy, but, you know, I was watching the Super Bowl with my 12-year-old stepdaughter, and I have to say there were a couple times or several times where I, had to quickly sort of change the subject or divert her attention elsewhere when some of these ads came on.
It's like an R movie all of a sudden.
I know. And it shouldn't be that way.
You shouldn't have that problem. Like with the Faith Hill thing when he writes, you got a great rack or something. I was like, oh my gosh.
So she turns to me. She's like, well, what's a rack? And so I just didn't want to have to get into that, you know, like when you're watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Super Bowl is supposed to be a fun family time, get chips and dip, and everybody, you know, from the youngest to the oldest can do something together.
Right.
You know, but not anymore, I guess.
Apparently not. No.
Yeah. So, yeah. Dave, tonight's city council meeting, good stuff in store?
Well,
you got chips and dip for everybody?
We got chips and dip. we're ready to go. Got some Bud Light. There's nothing. I guess the biggest thing on the agenda tonight, we do have...
no unscheduled votes?
Well, no, there may well be an unscheduled vote, actually, because we have a decision coming up soon, whether tonight or soon, about whether or not the city council wants to proceed. This is regarding the dam at Ragged Mountain, agree to build a big new earthen dam or simply expand our existing concrete dam. The council has already decided, the majority of councilors already decided to go ahead and they want to do a big new dam or big dam. Now it's just a question of do we build a new one or do we, as they say, expand the existing one? And there's pros and cons to each.
Yeah.
The sort of corollary decision that's going to have to be made, council, all five councilors unanimously agreed to a 13-foot rise in the Ragged Mountain Dam, a much more modest rise. When combined with dredging and conservation, would provide more than enough water for 40 or 50 years or more. Three of them changed their minds, and last month voted for a 30-foot rise, which is a much larger project, a much larger dam, much costlier endeavor. And, of course, the county has been saying from day one they're not going to be happy unless the city agrees to a 45-foot rise, a full-height dam. And so that's sort of the next decision point.
Dave, I also find it interesting, though, that the folks in the county, Ken Boyd, made this point very clear at the last Ravana Water and Sewer Authority meeting. He said, absolutely no dredging for water supply. We're not going to... He said, I don't even want to talk about it anymore.
Right.
We're not going to... Right. And you were there at the meeting. We're not going to dredge the South Fork of the Ravana to provide water to our community. We just want a brand new dam. We're going to totally abandon the existing reservoir. And he's very clear on that, speaking for the county. And yet you look over at the city, everybody in the city is saying, no, we want to dredge to add to the water supply. It's our reservoir, and we don't want to abandon it.
Yeah, and some of it's a little bit – some of it's semantics because when I hear Ken Boyd say, you know, we don't want dredging as part of the water supply plan, I think in part what he's trying to say is they don't want to have to – modify the permit that we received to expand the Ragged Mountain Reservoir and hold that process up in order to work out the mechanics of dredging the South Fork Ravana Reservoir. I and others have said that's fine. We can proceed with the dredging on a separate permit path. But ultimately, at the end of the day, when you dredge some or all of that reservoir, you're going to produce additional capacity, water supply capacity.
Yeah. And so it should be factored in.
It has to be factored
to what you have available
no way
to
you
use.
Factor that in. So it's to say we don't want to dredge as part of the water supply plan is a little disingenuous because regardless of how much you dredge, you're going to produce more water.
We're talking with Dave Norris. He's the mayor of the city of Charlottesville, where it is now 45 degrees at 5:40 on the clock. What else is in store? What else are you working on?
We've got an interesting decision to make regarding a tiny little piece of city land that's gotten a lot of attention recently. It's at the corner of Jefferson Park Avenue and Stadium Road near UVA. And We have we recently sort of it came to our attention recently that the city actually owns this land. There's nothing that's it's just right now it's just sitting vacant. It's prime real estate, and we put it out to the development community to see if anybody would be interested in buying it from us. And we got several proposals back, and there's two in particular that have sort of come to the fore. And you got these two developers that are you're going to be duking it out tonight. Which vision? And it's interesting because one of
you got to make them compete.
Well,
like some crazy competition, you
put
know,
them in a ring.
Because you can assume they're both going to build something there, and they can build it. They're developers,
Says that actually he's doesn't want to build there. He owns the adjacent property and says, you know, in exchange for letting him buy this piece of vacant land, he'll keep it vacant, keep it a small little stand of trees, but he'd like to have more density in the adjacent piece of land that he does own, that he has some property on.
Where is this? Can you describe it? Because I'm thinking Stadium Road.
It's technically Stadium Road, although it's not really what you think of as Stadium. But if you're coming down JPA, like let's say from Newcomb Hall, okay, and you're going south on JPA, you come to the point where you round the corner, and instead of going straight as if you're going to go towards the corner and South Lawn, and you know, you would turn right there to go JPA Extended, right? Towards Dirty Nellies.
Okay.
Now, right at that corner on the right, at that intersection,
Big apartment complex there.
Where before you get to the apartment complex, there's a stand of trees there, which most people drive by and don't even, think there's an old little house there and a stand of trees that's, you know, you drive by all the time, and that's the piece of land we're talking about.
That spot of land in there, most people don't know this because there's no sign or anything, but that whole spot of land in there where Stadium Road meets Jefferson Park mm-hmm. Avenue down below, sort of below central grounds of the mm-hmm. University of Virginia there. Originally that road was called Wheeler's Road because it went out to Mr. Wheeler's property, but that's the site of the very first football field at UVA.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
They built a fence around it. They charged admission. It was the first official football field because they had places where they played before.
Yeah.
They played on the lawn. They played on the field across from the corner, but you know, this is back in the 1870s, but that's the first documented official.
Before they moved it to Lambeth?
They moved out to Lambeth Field.
Yeah. Interesting.
There you go. So so that decision will be tonight. Who wins that?
Right.
Who gets that piece of property? What does the other developer want to do? He wants to put
on it. A little high rise or, you know, a medium rise apartment complex on it, apartment building on it.
Yeah. I was running on JPA the other day and because once upon a time I used to live there, but this is, 20 plus years ago.
Right.
I am shocked at the density now there. It is unbelievable. That is student central.
Yeah, and in a way, that's deliberate. I mean, the city in 2003 said, you know, instead of having student housing continue to encroach on our single-family residential neighborhoods, let's allow higher density in those parts of the city that are immediately adjacent to grounds.
It makes sense, yeah.
And create more pedestrian-oriented, bicycle and transit-oriented
More convenient for them, yeah.
And so it's worked well. 14th Street, JPA, I mean, you're seeing higher density development there. And we're actually seeing less pressure now in our residential neighborhoods, which is good.
Yeah, which also is a good point to make as the university recently announced that they're going to be looking to grow.
Right.
And 1,500 more students, I guess.
Yeah, and we still want to see the university do more housing on grounds as well. But in the meantime, the private sector has been stepping up.
Yeah. Dave Norris, the mayor of the city of Charlottesville, he will be presiding at the meeting tonight in just, an hour or so, I guess. 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock at Charlottesville City Council Chambers. On the downtown mall. Maybe some chips and dip.
Maybe.
Dave, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Coy. Always a pleasure.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.